In this week's Parsha, Parshas Chukas, we have the inexplicable story of Mei Meribah. Pages and pages have been written trying to figure out what Moshe Rabbeinu actually did wrong by hitting the stone. Some say it wasn't even that he hit the stone, it was his reaction when he said, Shimu na hamirim, listen out, you rebels. His lashing out at the Jews, even though every one of them at this point would have been ra'oi to be called that after all the nisyonis and all the complaints and all the things that happened in the Midbar, as a nation, we have to be very, very careful. As a nation, we have a klal, which is Yisrael Kruyim Banim. We are always considered children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we sin. No matter what we do, we're still called children, and therefore we have to be very careful when we speak about groups of Yidden, not to use denigrating terms. However, the pshat is that he sinned by hitting the rock instead of speaking to it. He was meant to speak to it, he tried to speak to it, but when it didn't work, he hit the rock, and water indeed came out, and it indeed was a Kiddush Hashem. And perhaps it's understandable why he made this mistake, because back by Mara he was told to hit the rock, and why should this be any different? The Be'er Mayim Chaim points out that there the difference was that there the rock he was meant to hit was called a tzur. If you spell out the letters of tzur, and perhaps you need a pen and paper to do this, but you take the letters of tzur, which is a tzaddik, a vav, and a resh. If you take the letter, the first letter, which is tzaddik, and you spell it out as in tzaddik, which is tzaddik, dalet, yud, kuf, and then vav, which is vavav, and then resh, which is resh, yud, shin, and you take the second letter of tzaddik, vav, resh, which is a dalet and a vav and a yud, you're going to get the word yaday, which means his hand, which means that from a tzur, which is a solid rock, without any moisture in it, you indeed need to use your hand, his stick, to get the water out. It's a miracle nonetheless, but there it's much harder to get the water out. However, here it was called a sela, and sela is a rock that by nature has a lot of water in it. If you spell out the letters of the word sela, so you take the samach and you do samach mem chaf, and you take the lamed, lamed mem dalet, and you take the ayin, Ayin Yud Nun, you're going to get as the second letter Mayim, which means water, Mem Yud Mem, which means that, and again, either way, getting the water out of a rock in any way is an ace, but the Sela needed to be spoken to. The Mayim is right there, it's right on the surface. And had he just spoken to the rock in some slight little way, which we don't really understand, there would have been a greater Kiddush Hashem. And because he didn't speak to the rock, and because he did hit the rock, so much happened. Of course, the main thing that happened was that Moshe Rabbeinu was now not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't lead us into Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to die in the Midbar. The Altar from Kelm says, our whole history would have been different. He would have brought us into Eretz Yisrael. Mashiach would have come. We speak about Ad Ki Ba Shila, until Shila is going to come. Shila in Gematria is Moshe. We're still waiting because Moshe didn't come, because Moshe didn't bring us in. Had he brought us in, he would have killed Adam Malek, and he would have built the Beis HaMikdash. There would not have been the Galus HaSeres HaShvatim or the Churban Bayis Rishon. There would not have been Megillas Eicha or the story of Purim. We wouldn't have had the Chashmenam, the story of Hanukkah, the debacle of Hardus, the Churban Bayis Sheni, or the Asar HaRugei Malchus. We wouldn't have gone into Galus or had the burning of the Talmud, the blood libels, the expulsion from Spain, or Tach V'tat. And of course, we wouldn't have had the Holocaust, and not the spiritual Holocaust of the Enlightenment, assimilation, and the destruction that we're still struggling with today. We wouldn't have had terror attacks, victims of Arab aggression, nor would there be Machlekes. What we would have had is an entirely different world, and all because of Moshe's one small action, that he hit the rock instead of speaking to it. But if we want, we can take this even one step deeper. The Gemara, the Baba Metzia, says that every action that Avraham Avinu did way back then for the Malachim had a midah keneged midah for it. Moshe Rabbeinu brought them bread, and therefore Hashem sent down the man. He brought the meat, so Hashem gave them the slav, and he was malava them, So Hashem was melava us with the Amud Ha'esh and the Anane HaKavod. But the water was different. The water, by the water, he didn't bring them water himself. He said, Yukach no ma'at mayim, let water be brought to them. And he asked a messenger to bring it. And therefore, the water we don't get directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The water had to come through a messenger. The messenger was Moshe Rabbeinu. And because he was asked to be the messenger, because Hashem didn't pour the water straight down to us the same way that he poured the mun down to us and the same way he poured the slav down to us. He didn't bring the water down to us. It had to come through Moshe Rabbeinu. There was an opportunity for this mistake to be made, this mistake that changed our history. Had Avram Avinu, who had done so much for the Malachim, done just one more small action of bringing the water himself instead of sending it through a messenger, the whole history of the whole Jewish nation would be different. We have many, many opportunities to make a difference. And this important, crucial message of the importance of our deeds is something which we learn from this parsha. Even things which seem to be meaningless don't make such a big difference when spread across the backdrop of history, can change entire realities. We see this message played out again and again in this parsha. I'm just going to bring you one more example, but it's all over the place. In this week's parsha, we have Moshe Rabbeinu asking to go through the land of Edom. And he tells Edom, I want to go through your land, and I'm going to pay for the food and water. Edom says, no, we're not letting you go through our land. And we go around them, and we leave them alone, and we don't fight them. We make a similar deal to Sichon Melech HaAmori. We say to him, can we go through our land? We don't offer to pay him. Edom we're offering to pay, and he still turns us down. With Sichon, we're not offering to pay him. And when he turns us down, not only do we not leave him alone, like we did with Edom, we fight them and we destroy them. And the Mefarshim want to understand why the different treatment between Sichon and Edom. And the answer is that Edom has a schus. What's his schus? His great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Esav, who has the schus of Kibbutz Ava'im, and because of that, the entire treatment of an entire nation, a whole war is not going to happen because the the great-great-great-great-great-grandfather did Kibbutz Ava'im. Sichon doesn't have the schus, and his people don't have his schus. And often we look at our world and there are things that are so inexplicable, we cannot begin to understand them. And that's because we're looking at one small little chapter. And I think what we have to learn from this is that we matter. Our actions matter. Avram says, Yukach no ma'at mayim. Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock instead of speaking to the rock. And we're in our situation today because of that. Our actions matter. They do have a ramification and ripple effects that spread throughout history. How careful do we have to be to always make the right choices?